and thought that he might have moved on or moved away. But we do know that in the weeks and months before this, he had expressed great hatred of Jews.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, October 29th, 2018. Welcome to day 648.
Last few weeks, he had posted about the caravan of migrants moving up from Central America, called them invaders, singled out one Jewish organization in particular, HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, that does indeed and has for many, many decades resettled people from all stripes, all countries, all places. Singled them out because they had been at the border.
A man armed with a semi-automatic rifle shot and killed 11 people during Shabbat services at a Pittsburgh synagogue in the deadliest attack on Jews in the history of the United States. Robert Bowers was charged with 29 counts of federal crimes of violence and firearms offenses. He also faces state charges, including 11 counts of homicide. Bowers told police during the shootout, quote, "I just want to kill Jews." Trump, meanwhile, said that if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Trump added that the shooting has little to do with gun laws, but, quote, "if they had protection inside, the results would have been far better," end quote. The former president of the Pittsburgh synagogue labeled Trump the purveyor of hate speech and said he would not be welcome in the city. Lynette Lederman's comments followed an open letter signed by a coalition of local Jewish leaders stating, quote, "President Trump, you are not welcome in Pittsburgh until you fully denounce white nationalism," end quote. More than 30,000 people have signed the open letter. Trump, however, will visit Pennsylvania to commemorate the victims of the mass shooting at Tree of Life Synagogue, despite the Pittsburgh mayor's request that the trip be postponed until after the funerals are held. Trump called for unity, but blamed the media for the anger and outrage in the country, accusing the press of being the true enemy of the people for what he called fraudulent reporting on the Pittsburgh gunman and the wave of pipe bombs that were sent to prominent Democrats. To hear Trump tell it, the media is, quote, "doing everything in their power to blame Republicans, conservatives, and me for the division and hatred that has been going on for so long in our country. It is their fake and dishonest reporting, which is also causing problems far greater than they understand," exclamation point, end quote. Sarah Huckabee Sanders also accused the media of blaming Trump for the pipe bombs and synagogue shooting. And finally, a third suspicious package was mailed to CNN. The package was intercepted at a post office in Atlanta, where the network is headquartered, and was similar in appearance to the ones addressed to John Brennan and James Clapper. The Public Religion Research Institute says 54% of Americans believe that Trump's decisions and behaviors as president have encouraged white supremacist groups. 69% say they want Trump's speech and behavior to be more consistent with his predecessors, or that he has damaged the dignity of the office, and 58% disapprove of Trump's job performance as president. And now to the notables. One, the U.S. military will deploy more than 5,000 troops to the southwest border in anticipation of the arrival of the group of migrants currently in Mexico. Trump tweeted, quote, "This is an invasion of our country and our military is waiting for you," end quote. Two, a new lawsuit accuses Trump, the Trump Organization, Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, and Eric Trump of using the Trump name to encourage vulnerable people to invest in sham business opportunities. Three, former President Jimmy Carter called on Brian Kemp to resign as Georgia's Secretary of State. And four, Trump's private schedules show that he spends up to 9 hours a day on unstructured executive time. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.